What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, new head coach of Old Dominion Monarchs out of the Sun Belt Conference, Coach Mike Jones. Coach Jones, good to see you, man. Congrats on getting this job, man. Good to talk to you for the first time on the show here, man.
I appreciate the time, Boss Man.
Anytime. Coach, let me ask you, what about the opportunity here at Old Dominion stood out to you to want to come and take over this program and put your stamp on it to help lead some young men to great things on and off the floor?
Well, I went here, and the university as a whole, the community here, everybody really had a huge impact on my life. I truly believe I'm the man I am today, with a great part of that being my time spent here and the growing up and the maturation that I went through while I was here. So it's home. It's coming home to me. I have lived my professional life after stop playing the game of basketball, pouring into young people, trying to help them chase their dreams and achieve their dreams. So this is just another part of the journey. I do think this is what God put me on this earth to do. And I'm just trying to do the best job I can. This is a place I love and I really care about. So
I hear that, Coach, and Norfolk is growing every year, man. So talk about the growth of Norfolk and with all universities around Norfolk as well, and what you can do with these young men off the court for us, internships, partnerships, getting the network of people to help them once basketball ends. We, unfortunately for us all, the ball starts bouncing at some point. We have to do something off the basketball.
Yeah, so it's two, I think, really cool things about the Hampton Roads area and Old Dominion specifically. One, we're a huge military city. You know, the Navy has a huge naval base, you know, literally a mile from our campus, right up Hampton Boulevard. It is, you know, so many families that come through the Tidewater, Hampton Roads area, the city of Norfolk at some point in time because of, you know, the naval base being here. So the military vibe and, you know, just, you know, the freedoms that we all enjoy because of the protections provided by our military, we firmly embrace that. We embrace that as a city. We embrace that as a community. So we have that. And then we also have, just recently, President Brian Hemphill is our university president. When he got here a couple years ago, he went into work to acquire a medical school. He wanted Old Dominion to have a medical school. And literally just a couple weeks ago, that merger happened, and the Eastern Virginia Medical School is now part of Old Dominion University. So any of the young men that we have, any young ladies that play in our women's program, and any of the student athletes in our program now, they have access to a totally different educational system if they have any interest in the medical field at all. So I'm very proud of that. I mean, that's a huge merger for the Tidewater area. And obviously, that's a huge kind of feather in the cap for Old Dominion University.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, when you're recruiting a young man, it has to be cool knowing it's your alma mater. And you can tell a young man, I've been in your shoes. I know these halls. I know these dining areas. I know this university. So when you talk to a young man, he get that advantage of being able to really tell them what it is to be a monarch firsthand rather than third hand, per se, when you're trying to recruit a young man in this new world we're living in, or it's NIL and transfer portal recruiting now.
Absolutely. And again, just for us, just the embracing the community here loves ODU, like loves it. There is no pro team within 3 hours. So we are it. We are who this community roots for. And for our young people, young ladies and young men to come down here and pour their heart into getting a college degree to get that education, but also putting that jersey on that I wore, that I bled in, that I cried in, that we won in. It is a little bit easier for me, I believe, in talking about what this experience can be, because I did go through it. And the university at its core is still the same as it was. It just looks a lot bigger. There's so many more opportunities for them now. They're blessed. I truly believe that a student athlete is blessed to go here. And then we're recruiting student athletes that we are blessed to have. So it's a two-way street. You know, you pour into us, we pour into you.
No doubt, Coach. And that's the thing about it, Coach. Like, I know I'm a son of a coach, so I know how it is, how you pour into a young man. And on Father's Day, they're getting married or having a baby. My dad's phone blows up. So for you, how's it cool when the guys who play for you tell you, hey, Coach, I'm getting married, I'm having a baby, got a new job, or I'm opening a business? Talk about the joys of that, knowing that you played a small role in that young man's development to get to where he is today when he texts you, calls you, and tells you these great things he's doing.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you know, I've been blessed to coach a lot of really great people that come from great families, and a few of them have been able to go on and been very successful with the game. They'll all tell you, I tell them all, I am, you know, Jeremy Grant just had his second daughter, just about a month ago. So proud of him. I just saw him Friday morning, back up in the DC area. He came over to, one of the events that I was recruiting at, being able to see him. And literally the first thing we started talking about was his new daughter. We weren't talking about, you know, whether he's getting traded, you know, rumors swirling, like all that, who cares? I could not be more proud of the father that he's become. Last year, I attended Markel Fultz's birthday, his 25th birthday party. And to see his two little ones running around, look just like him, like spitting image, but to watch how he handled them. Again, you know, I said a little something when it was time to celebrate his birthday. And all I could talk about was how proud I was of the father that that he's becoming. Early next month, I get to fly out to go to Jaren Grant's wedding. You know, very proud to be able to be there as he marries his longtime girlfriend, and they got a few kids together. I could not be more proud of those things. Like, forget, you know, guys winning championships and, you know, signing these big contracts and things like that. That's, you know, they earned that. That's what they put their hard work into over the years. But I am proud to watch them be great men, to be great fathers, to be great husbands. And I don't think there's anything that could bring more pride to me is to see them doing that.
No doubt. And Coach Jones, for you, man, at what point in your life journey did you decide that you wanted to get into coaching? Because I know my dad told me he was going to get into coaching after he got out of college. He felt he wanted to still be near the games. He said, so he got into coaching. So for you, what kind of sparked it in you to want to get into coaching after playing it as you did to want to do this for your life's work?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me was, like, you know, like everybody, I always thought I was going to play 15 years in the NBA, and, you know, that was going to be my life. And but I did decide pretty early on in my career that whenever, whether I played 15 years in the NBA, whether I played 1 year in the NBA, that whenever I stopped playing, that I wanted to be a coach. So I would say I probably figured that out sometime in high school. And again, I always thought I'd play forever, but whenever that day came that I wasn't a basketball player anymore, that I wanted to be a coach. So I embraced it. I tried to learn from every coach that I ever coached, that ever coached me, things that I agreed with. And I was like, oh, man, if I ever become a coach, I'm definitely going to do that. Or for a lot of it, you know, hey, I'm never going to do that. Or, hey, I didn't, you know, you're in the locker room, you see how a different coaching style affects the players in the locker room. And, you know, that impacted me. So I knew pretty early on and really tried to embrace my future as a coach whenever that was going to come.
100%. And Coach Jones, for you, how do you go about preparing to become a head coach when you're an assistant? I know you coached high school for a long time. And so how do you prepare for it on the D1 level? And then some of the things from high school translate over to being a D1 coach for us, is how to administrate things, call, do stuff to have maybe the decision maker, rather making a suggestion, you make a decision. So how's that been for you coming over doing it on D1 side after many years of being a great high school coach as well?
Well, I think the preparation for me has always been to surround myself with people and immerse myself in the groups of people that I know are going to have a growth mindset. You know, my experience being amongst, you know, other very elite coaches, whether it be with Nike, whether it be with USA Basketball, whether it be just the coaching community that I grew up in. So many of my DeMatha teammates have gone on to be coaches as well. So I've been blessed to be a part of different groups that are always challenging your mindset, the way you're thinking, the way you teach, you know, different styles of play offensively, defensively. So I've always embraced that one. But I think one of the biggest things for me is recognizing that coaching is not just coaching, that it is mentorship. It is being a leader. It is being someone that can galvanize people and get everybody moving in the same direction at the same time, at the same pace. That a lot of times has nothing to do with how much basketball you know, and it's how well you communicate, and how well you can deliver a message, and how well you can earn the trust of people that don't just trust anybody. I think that is truly the art of coaching, and no one ever perfects it. And I'm a long way from even being close to even starting to talk about perfecting it, but it is something that I purposely go after every single day. I had one of my players up here about 15 minutes ago, and just being able to sit and talk about the weekend with him for a couple of minutes, like, you know, just him knowing that he can do that with me and me being present in that conversation is huge.
And Coach Jones, for you, what are some pillars of your program that a young man must have that you look for when you're vetting a young man out, when you see if he really wants to become a Monarch for the right reason? So what's some things that you're going to build this program for as pillars on and off the court for your young men that's non-negotiables for them to be a part of this program?
Yeah, so we use the acronym THRONE. Our mascot is a monarch. You know, monarchs sit on thrones. So we've used the acronym THRONE, and that stands for togetherness. You know, everything we do will be together. So if you're going to play in this program, you have to be someone that recognizes that I am a part of something, not I am the something, that I am a piece along with so many other guys that we're all pulling in the same direction. You got to be humble. No job is too small for you to do. If it's, you know, I walk into the gym and I'm the leading scorer and I just scored 40 points the previous night, but the gym's got trash in it, like, I would expect that player to go over and pick the trash up, put it in a trash can. Or, hey, I'm the leading scorer, but I'm not having a great night, and somebody else is on the court and they're coming off. I expect that person to be very okay with grabbing water or a towel and handing it to that player, like to be humble enough, to be resilient. No matter what, hey, we are going to fight through any and everything that happens. You know, referee make a bad call, teammate missed you on when you were open, coach, you know, didn't call your play or whatever. Like, no matter what, we're going to be resilient. We're going to fight through whatever the circumstances are, because that's what life is. Mm-hmm. We're all going to have one goal. We're all pulling in the same direction at all times. We're never fighting each other. We are going to disagree a lot, but we are all fighting for the same thing. You know, we have no excuses at all. No matter what, there's nothing that is going to allow us to sidestep. And then the last, the E, is for every day. Whatever it is, our mindset is, we have to have that mindset every single day. The good days and the bad. The days that I don't feel like it, I'm still going to be in here working. The days that are going great, I'm going to make sure that I'm here with the great enthusiasm. So we've kind of used that, and that's who we're going to recruit, and that's who we want representing this great university that we're all blessed to work for.
And Coach Jones, this summer, do you kind of try to split the baby a little bit with doing teams versus player development, and with it being your first year, having a new team and the way you have it? So how do you kind of balance those things with the 4 hours you have, you know, with the NCAA gives you to work out your guys during the summertime?
So the biggest thing for me in my career, the summer was always about individual improvement. You got to, you know, if a guy is a four-man, but, you know, his future is going to be as a wing or a three-man, then we're working all summer long on progressing him to that. This summer is a little bit different because we have to install so much stuff. So we have systematically planned out our 8 weeks this summer to be able to cover both. Guys are going to get better individually because, again, that's who we are as coaches. That's who I am as at my core. Skill development is huge for us. But we also have a season to prepare for, and it's not like, you know, anybody on this team has played the system we're going to play next year. They've never played it before. So we've had that fine line of balancing both. And I think, you know, so far, you know, 2.5, 3 weeks into it right now, we're doing a pretty good job of that. I'm incredibly excited about the next 5 weeks because it will have a huge impact on what we're able to accomplish in year one.
And Coach, have you started looking at the Sun Belt Conference for his film yet on who you'll be playing this season in conference play? I know Sun Belt's one of the best group of five leagues out there. That's not one of the power four leagues. So talk about the depth of the league for the coaching and the players, and just how much you're looking forward to this challenge of the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, well, one of the first things we did once we got together was we split up the Sun Belt Conference and had the guys start to do scouting reports on what they were in terms of how they played in the past. Now, in the portal era, everybody changes. So, you know, some of the teams have literally 10 new players. So it's really hard to, you know, is that going to dictate the coach changing the style of play, the plays they run and things like that. But just me getting some consistent feel for who each program is. And this is a tremendous league. This is a league that is not easy to win. You've got great coaches. You've got great players. I could not be more excited to be a part of this, to be a part of the Sun Belt, but we definitely have our work cut out for us. This is not going to be an easy league to be successful in, but I do look forward to the challenge. We open up our first league game is December 21st. We get to play it on the road, and looking forward to that. And our second game is January 2nd against Arkansas State here. And we, you know, we're looking forward to our league schedule. We just hope to be able to, you know, be ready for the challenge.
I hope they have you coming to Atlanta here. I hope they have you coming to Georgia State. Yeah, so
We do. That's later in the season. I believe we play Georgia State up here first and then Georgia State down there close to the end. So late February, I believe, is our trip down there to play Georgia State, Georgia Southern. So
yeah, I look forward to seeing you there, because I was there last year's game. I was telling Jim that I was there last year's game. There was a lead that was blown by ODU. I was shocked that it was blown, but I told Jim, I said, you know, I think it's not going to be that way this year for sure, man. But I look forward to seeing you there, man. And Coach, man,
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. Let me ask you, Coach, for you, man, Like, as you prepare for this non-conference schedule, how has that been trying to schedule games and not the non-con, knowing that ODU's been one of the better schools in, for a long time and trying to get two for ones or MTEs to get people to come play you at Trail Place? So how's that been trying to put that schedule? I know it's the hardest thing you do outside of, coaching is trying to put a schedule together.
So one of the biggest things for me, fortunate, unfortunate, depending upon how you, what your perspective is. A lot of stuff was done before I got the job. So, the second half of a home and home contract, already in set in stone. So just being able to work out the date. We had already signed on to play in the Cayman Islands right before Thanksgiving. We found out today. Pretty sure, I don't know if this is public. We know who our opponent is. I don't know if it's public yet, so I won't say. But we will have a Power Five opponent in our first game in the Caymans. Last week, it was announced the Sunbelt MAC Challenge. We'll play Buffalo here on November 4th. My very first game as ODU's head coach. Looking forward to that. That is a home game. And I know Buffalo well. One of our current players transferred from Buffalo. Coach Halkovich was an assistant at Villanova and recruited my program at DeMatha for years, so I know him very well. And one of the Maryland players that I was blessed to coach last year transferred to Buffalo, so there's a lot of connections there. Looking forward to that being the first game, and hopefully we can get our season off on the right start.
Yeah, me and G have some very interesting conversations offline, man. G's a funny guy, man. So we don't talk offline a lot. He's a funny dude, man. He makes me laugh a lot, man. So yeah, coach, and let me ask you this, man, too. Like, how cool it's been in that area you're in, man, just to draw a circle 250 miles and find talent up and down the Mid-Atlantic coast there, man, because you're in a talent-rich area with a lot of good schools in the area too. A lot of good coaching in the area, but to compete for those young men in that area, man. But it has to be cool to be able to know that you can just get in the car and find guys who can play right away for you and know how to play the right way.
Yeah, and I think the coolest thing for me is, I've seen this for years. So, every school in America comes to this area to recruit. Like every school, if you, like you said, if you draw that circle around, it's 250 miles in every direction. Like, I don't think that out of the 360 whatever Division I programs there are, every single one of those schools is going to come into this area. Because of the talent that is here, because of the great coaching that happens here, whether you're talking about high school coaching or AAU coaches. The guys from this area and this region of our country get to colleges and they are prepared to play. And it is a blessing and a benefit to be located where we are because we do have access to all of that. The key is going to be trying to keep some of those guys to stay here. In the 757, there's a tremendous amount of talent. And one of our goals as a program is to keep the best players in the 757 here. But we are close enough to Richmond, close enough to DC, close enough to North Carolina with Charlotte and Raleigh Durham and Greensboro and Winston-Salem. Like being able to be close enough to all of them to recruit their great programs too. And then Atlanta's not that far. Philly's not that far. Cleveland and Ohio's not that far. So, we have an advantage being located where we are. And I'll just say it now, like we're gonna do everything we can to take advantage of that.
No doubt, coach. Last one for you, coach. When you're not coaching this team, man, and hard as you do, and you're committed to the grind of coaching, how do you kind of get away from the game and decompress and enjoy yourself away from the court?
I love my family. I look forward to the time I get to spend with them. I play golf when I can. I used to when I was a high school coach, I played golf a lot. Since I've been a college coach, I don't get a chance to play very often, but when I do, that is a relaxing thing for me. But I love spending time with my family. My family means everything to me. We're a very faith-filled family. We do things spiritually together. But just whether it's cooking out, whether it's watching movies, whether it's going out for a nice dinner, whatever it is. I love spending time with my family. So I get plenty of opportunities to kind of decompress. But for me, one of the coolest things when I was a coach at DeMatha, when I was at Virginia Tech, when I was at Maryland, and now here at ODU, my team is my family. We spend a lot of time together. As a staff, we spend a lot of time together. One of the young men that was in here earlier today, we're talking, and he's just like, So on Thursday, are we cooking out at your house? And I'm just like, yeah, my wife and I have already discussed it. We'll probably have hot dogs, hamburgers, everything. So like, but like I that makes me feel good. Like, I've been on teams before where you couldn't wait to get away from the coaches. Like you dang sure wasn't, looking forward to spending a holiday with them. So I'm glad that our players feel very comfortable enough to want to do that. Now, I'm sure something has to do with the free cookout food they get to eat, but nonetheless, I know they want to hang out with each other, and me being there is not a deterrent. So that makes me feel good.
I'll give it Coach Jones. It's great to have you on having the show today, man. For the first time, we do this again real soon. I hope I see you doing the live period. I'll be in Atlanta at Lake Point and around different elite events doing the July 11th, 14th weekends. Hopefully, I'll see you then, man. If not, we'll catch you when you play Georgia State in February, man, because I'm going to
Got
be
it.
there cheer for you, brother.
You got it. I appreciate you, boss man.
Anytime, Coach.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.